From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Four hospitals come under attack. The United Nations says nearly 50 people were killed in missile attacks on medical facilities in northern Syria Monday. The U.S. State Department condemned the attacks. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called them a blatant violation of international laws. A 30-bed hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was destroyed. Three other medical facilities were damaged by what rebels say were targeted airstrikes by the Assad regime. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters take the town of Azaz, located in Syria near the Turkish border. Turkey shelled the Kurdish People's Protection Forces several times in recent days. The UN envoy to Syria is making an unannounced visit to Damascus for talks on implementing a ceasefire set to start later this week. Stéphane de Mistura arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital, where he is expected to meet with Syrian government officials. Ugandan police detained opposition candidate Kizza Besigye in the capital Kampala Monday. That arrest came as Besigye was campaigning ahead of Thursday's presidential election. Witnesses said police fired tear gas at one of his political events and took him into custody. He was then taken to another location outside Kampala before being freed. Uganda's Assistant Inspector General of Police accused Besigye of violating campaign rules. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to welcome the leaders of all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations to California for a summit meeting. Mr. Obama and the ASEAN leaders will meet for 2 days discussing a wide range of issues. This is VOA News.